Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. So thank you for adding us to your morning routine. However you're streaming, we're so glad you're a part today. Whether you're watching on one of our TV partners, listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, streaming on social media, I'm so glad that you are a part of Faith in the Morning. We start every Faith in the Morning by going over this faith confession, this affirmation that reminds us who we are in Jesus and what God has called us to do. So will you say it with me? Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Colossians chapter 1. And this week we've been focusing on who you are in Jesus and the inheritance He's given you and the wonderful things God put on the inside of you when you made the decision to follow after Jesus. And before we get into it, if you're watching on social media, you'll see a special link where you can take a survey. And if you're not watching on social media, watching one of our TV partners, you'll see a QR code that you can scan on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see in the show notes. We are quickly approaching our 1,000th episode of Faith in the Morning. I know, can you believe it? 1,000 episodes of Faith in the Morning, streaming this content to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. And as we go into the future, I want to hear from you. So many of you watch on social media, so many of you watch on TV, some of you listen via podcast. I want to hear from you. And so you'll see it. It's a survey that takes at max 2 minutes, probably a lot quicker for you to fill out. I just have a few questions for you. And if you fill out the survey, you'll be entered into a special giveaway that we're doing to celebrate our 1,000th episode. So to be registered to receive one of these giveaways, to be put in the drawing, fill out the survey. It's going to take you less than 2 minutes. A couple quick questions to help us learn about how you consume Faith in the Morning so it can be a better blessing to you in the days to come. So thank you for helping us celebrating 1,000 episodes. Please take time today and fill out that survey, scan the QR code for it, or look on in the show notes later on today. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Notice what it says in verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. And so we've talked about this week how when you have an inheritance, even in the natural, you think differently because you know someone else made provision for you to live the life you live and live above what you could currently do by yourself. So having an inheritance is not just having resources, it's supposed to be an upgrade in your thinking. And as you have an inheritance in Jesus, an inheritance in Christ, it should upgrade your thinking. And some of you might think, well, I'm not qualified to have an inheritance. I've done this, I've done that, this past, I've done all these bad things. But it tells us here at the end of this powerful Colossians 1 prayer that I encourage you to pray for yourself every single day and your family, your church family, for me as well. It says, we give thanks to the Father because He has qualified us. One translation says, made us able to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You are qualified. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat. If you're watching someone, that's a chat option. Say, I am qualified. Come on, say out loud or put in the comments or the chat. Say, I am qualified. One more time, bonus time. Say, I am qualified. God has qualified you to be a partaker, to be a sharer in the inheritance of the saints in the light. You have an inheritance and you've been qualified to partake of it. You've been qualified to receive it. You're not disqualified by God. God has qualified you to partake this wonderful inheritance. And as we covered the last couple of days, that inheritance is already on the inside of you. When you made Jesus the Lord of your life, God poured wonderful things into your spirit. Your spirit was born again, and then it was loaded with the goodness of God, with gifts, abilities, and talents, and resources from God. They're on the inside. But one of the things I pointed out in the newsletter this week is that if you never acknowledge what God has put on the inside, you'll eventually forget it, and then you'll live without it. It's important to acknowledge what God has put on the inside of you. It's important to acknowledge who God has made you in Christ Jesus, because as you do, you renew your mind, you release your faith, and then you change your behavior with the power of the Holy Spirit to live the supernatural lifestyle of faith. So today I want you to remember that you are qualified to become a sharer in or a partaker in the inheritance made available for you in Jesus. Don't forget it. Know that something good is going to happen to you today. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. And please fill out that survey so we can better serve you with Faith in the Morning in the days to come as we celebrate 1,000 episodes of Faith in the Morning. Have a great day. God bless.